The Sayings of Lao Tzu. Exploring the profound teachings of one of China's most important philosophers and learning how his sayings can be seen as the gateway to all mysteries. Episode 59. Everything in moderation. I'm Bob Jones. And in this podcast series, we're going to immerse ourselves in Lao Tzu's wisdom, which is gathered together as the Tao Te Ching, and learn how his sayings provided a roadmap, not just for his contemporaries, but also how relevant they are for our lives today. Verse 59. In governing people and serving heaven, there is nothing like conservation. For to conserve means to be prepared early. To be prepared early means ample accumulation of de. Ample accumulation of de means being invisible. An invincible power knows no limit. With power that knows no limit, one can govern the state. With the mother as the guardian, the state can last long. That is called deep roots and solid foundation. And that is the way to long life and lasting existence. This verse follows on from the last in terms of subject matter, a little more statecraft. As usual, though, what can be applied to rulers can act as a good lesson for us more lowly people. He is saying, to govern the people and to live according to the way, the Tao, you shouldn't squander your resources. This could be your qi, your life force, or indeed the physical resources you may have available as a ruler. Broadening this out, he's talking about knowing when to act, storing up your physical or mental resources for when times are bad, or for when they are needed. It could also be making yourself prepared for what life may fling at you in the future. Think of the phrase, a stitch in time saves nine. Meaning, a little thoughtful planning and storing up resources could save a lot of problems in the future. Lao Tzu, once again, guides us with a list. Hold back, be prepared, boost your storehouse of de, the vital spirit, and that will make you invincible and able to govern the state for a long time. With a little help from Tao, of course. This verse is about knowing how to act and when to act, also how much to act. Lead in this way, and the people will follow. The English translations of the Tao Te Ching and some of the explanations of those verses quoted in this podcast come from the book Thus Spoke Lao Tzu, a new translation with commentaries. Our special thanks go to the writer of this book, Charles Q. Wu, and the publisher, the Foreign Language Teaching and Research Press. This is Bob Jones. Thanks for listening. Join me again next time. This has been a China Plus podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, please give us a rating and be sure to subscribe wherever you listen. If you have any questions or feedback, please feel free to contact us via email at podcast@cri.com.cn or find us on Twitter, China Plus Pods.